There isn't one.
You're right. There are a lot of people get killed.
Traffic accidents because there's too many cars out here.
That's a disagree.
That's a foolish argument.
What's foolish about it?
The 55 Degrassi Morning Show.
I want to lay the problem out realistically.
Smell the coffee, if you will.
Weekdays 5 to 9 on 55 KRC.
Hey, there's
the talk station.
We have an opinion, and we give it every day.
55 KRC, the talk station.
Anytime you have a best, visit Full Haver Nissan for the fastest year on clearance. Now is the best time to take advantage of 2,000 customer cashback. The most hassle-free buying experience you've ever had.
Kate is now coming out and talking down to Miami, ripping the Bears organization, the Bears fans, and, you know, when you hear stuff like that, that's going to be very disappointing.
It is. You know, I could sit here and I could do the same, but that's not fair to Kate. We all have our, when a relationship sours, there's always going to be, bitterness is probably too strong a word from my perspective. I'm not bitter. I will accommodate Kate. Miami's a good fit for Kate.
Lo que le puedo ayudar ahí, hay algo que se llama testicular.
Va a ser muy difícil.
Va a ser difícil, don Luis, pero dice, estos dos hombres llevan 6 años en esta posición y muchas personas no se dan cuenta que...
You've got a voice? Use it. Call the comment line. 729-0989. The comment line from 570 WKBN. And now more on the Bill Hendry Show.
Ed Bell's fear is not like any of us who have enjoyed having the rope lifted at Spago's, having a table at the Ivy prepared. Those of us who got our money through a business deal, buying real estate, things like Jerry Buss, Bill Gates, Donald Sterling, Ted Bell. I am Ted Bell, and that's what I'm talking about. I think what I'm talking about is I'm Ted Bell. And if you own or operate a place like the Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, Tavern on the Green, the high-end establishment, I think we're going to have to institute some kind of screening policy. And I called a meeting of some of the wealthier people in the area for next week to put in place a method by which we wealthy because you...
You saw it.
Yeah.
And all just a pack of liars. Not true. But you don't achieve success in politics without being able to take chicken caca and make chicken salad out of it.
Well, I think everybody will agree that this guy is immoral. And what I've been wondering, what is the ethics committee? Do we have one anymore?
Yes, we certainly do. And it has been reluctant to get involved, apparently. But there is most assuredly an ethics committee. Yes, there is.
Well, you know, you would never know it. You'd think that they've all disappeared.
Well, I don't know. You would think that they all disappeared. And honestly, yeah, I haven't heard much from them about this. So...
Wouldn't you think after tonight's performance, and I think people pretty generally now have gotten a worse impression of the guy than they had before, that the ethics committee would step in there for the sake of Congress to up their reputation by putting this guy to the test?
It certainly would seem to be the appropriate thing to do, obviously from the purely partisan standpoint. Quite frankly, the Republicans are in control of the House, and here's a chance to essentially fatally damage a Democrat in a swing district. From a purely political point of view, it would seem to be a very strong temptation for the Republicans. Why they haven't done something, I don't know.
Well, I think they ought to move. Well, that's all I had in my mind.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, Charlie. Thank you. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't. It would seem to me they have every reason to move. I agree. John is in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Good evening, John.
How are you today?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. 2 points I'd like to make. I think the congressman had something to do with her disappearance, whether he actually did anything to her personally or had it arranged, but that's just my thoughts.
Yeah.
The other thing is about, you were talking about public officials and what they do out of the office. As you know, Jesse Ventura is our governor in Minnesota, and a lot of people don't like what he does off of the political part. But what
does he do?
He does the WWF wrestling thing.
Well, that's hardly a major area of immorality. It may not be considered exactly high culture, but I don't know anybody who's going to compare that with this kind of thing.
Well, no, but you were talking about what the public officials do on their off time as opposed to what they do on their on the political time, and I think that people who, keep their morality up in their off time, I think whatever they do is fine. But this congressman, I think he has something to do with it. That's just my feeling.
You're not alone in that.
Are kind of wrapped up in the power thing that they're on anyway, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
They enjoy the parties and the power and the prestige that goes along with the office, and the last thing they're going to do is really make the guy suffer. Maybe. I've yet to see a divorce come from something like this in the past.
Now, Dave, do you think that... in fact, the Levies did ask him not to disclose some of the intimate details of his relationship with their daughter?
If they did, they probably didn't want him to do it in public. However, to the police, what choice do you have? Really, if you start lying to them in some kind of a disappearance or a murder investigation or whatever investigation they were trying to do, then you're just asking for more trouble. They're going to ask and dig, and they're going to find out anyway.
It seemed to me as if he was critical during the interview of everybody, and that means even the D.C., the District Police Department as well. What do you think?
Unfortunately, I didn't see it. I was at work.
We carried it live on WTVN radio. You could have listened,
I wish I could, but we can't have radio.
I see. Okay. All right. I'll accept that.
Okay. But I will watch it tonight. But I can almost close my eyes and see Clinton pointing his finger at me again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. You got that impression from watching him work. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right.
Just him ducking the media on the questions and lying to the authorities that were investigating it. What else can you assume?
Oh, absolutely. All right, man. I appreciate your calling and your comment. Good to talk to you.
I'm going to take a break. Real creative lately. They'll call you by your first name. Hey, smart, something like that. They've figured it out. They've figured out ways to keep people on the phone. Hey, on the line, if you're there, thanks for the call, Jesse. 799-1234, 799-1620, 1-800-877-1620 is toll-free from throughout the Midwest on the Norlite Telecommunications toll-free line. And it starts EMJ on your U.S. cellular phone.
Hi, we'd like to present the reasons for taking and not taking the Milwaukee County Transit trolley to Mexican Fiesta this weekend. Reasons for taking the trolley are as follows. It's new. It picks you up and drops you off at the main gate. It's only 50 cents a ride. Wow, can't beat that price, can you? Trolleys arrive every 12 minutes and run during all hours of the festival until a half hour afterwards. You can get on board the Lake Route trolley along Wisconsin Avenue. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to lug your souvenirs on a long hike back to your car. Wait a minute, you don't have a long hike back to your car. You don't have to wait in heavy traffic. Well, I could go on, but let's look at the other side. The reasons for not taking the trolley to Mexican Fiesta this weekend are as follows. Well, I think we presented both sides, really. Now tell me, how are you getting to Mexican Fiesta this weekend? For details, call the bus line at 414-344-6711 or go to RideMCTS.com, your Milwaukee County Transit System.
We're here to talk about us, but we want to talk about you. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your job. You figure out how to get the sweetest network solution possible. You work 14-hour days, 5 days a week on the internal systems you support. You don't mind. It's your job. You're an IS manager. But one night while you're blissfully asleep, a monster storm rolls through and knocks out your service. Luckily, you've had the foresight to choose as your network provider a conscientious company called Norlite Telecommunications. While you're still dreaming of setting Olympic records and frolicking naked through Candyland, Norlite's Network Management Center has already seen that an outage has occurred. A technician has already been dispatched. Norlite's guardians of data will keep you in constant contact and apprised of the situation until service has been restored. You never even have to get out of your jammies. By the time you get to the office the next morning, service will more than likely have been restored. There's a good chance that the sun is now shining. Possibly a few birds may be chirping, but we can't guarantee this part of the scenario. Don't attempt the techno jungle alone. You're too busy and you need your sleep. Instead, call Norlite, the guardians of data.
To school time, and soon your home could be filled with the sounds of music. Youngsters playing shiny new instruments. Is there a more beautiful sound than the sound of kids discovering the magic of music?
I thought I heard a dog in here, Mary.
Trouble is, instruments can be expensive, and sometimes kids lose interest. How do you protect yourself? Rent.
Oh, really?
Yes, at Casio Interstate Music, you can rent a clarinet, flute, trumpet, trombone, or drum kit for $4.95 per month.
Wow.
Alto saxes, oboes, cellos, just a smidge more, part of Casio's. Join the music program at your school. Trial monthly rental rates. Minimum 3 month rent. Nobody offers more for less. Casio Interstate Music, 138th and National in New Berlin, in the Mequon Pavilions, and now in downtown Heartland. Instrument rentals as low as $4.95 a month. Have you ever seen anything like it?
I never saw anything like it.
Casio Interstate Music.
Huh?
Casio Interstate Music.
929. Lady, lady, lay across my big grand bed. I long to reach for you in the night. you still I deny you, still ahead.
Classic Gold CFCO, that is Bob Dylan and Lady Lyon. Joy Gregorish, just ahead of that. CFCO, preseason weather, calling for clear conditions this morning, 15 or 59 on low. Later on today, lots of sunshine, warming up to 23, which is 73. Sunshine Saturday with a high of 25 and a risk of some rain showers or a thunderstorm Sunday, a high of 25. That's your forecast on CFCL, where you're never more than 15 minutes away from a weather forecast.
Chad and Kent's choice for news, information, and entertainment. Classic Gold.
So we got off the very first, in the very first over, Sangakkara was out for 13. He was caught behind trying to drive car, caught by Ziggy of drive car 13. Mahima Jama, the first inning century, he's gone out. Ramana Sapatu also middling the ball right into the 13. So the Sri Lankan has been extended over 100. With India too early on,
it was just a bit more.
Throw it away if I want to.
You try to make me think my non-conforming life has colored me some evil shade. You delight in filling up my mind with little bits of guilt you think I ought to feel.
People that you work with, that you get along fine with at work, and you work well together, but you never speak to them outside of work, and if they leave to advance their careers and move on to something else, well, that's when you lose touch with them. So, I agree with you. I don't think it's completely necessary that people who work together are the tightest of friends. Or even like each other. And there's a lot of stuff going on, too, politically. There's jealousy going on. You know, if somebody's doing very well and you're not, and you don't like them because of that, you're envious of what they're making and they're envious of their position, you might not like them, and it might be nothing that they do. They could, in fact, be misunderstood. So I guess that's the question. You know, we talk about chemistry and we talk about teams that are losing. Like the Mets clubhouse, the locker room now, very tranquil. You know, guys aren't pointing the finger. Guys aren't jumping on each other and saying, well, it's your fault that we're losing. But they're still losing. It really hasn't made much of a difference on the field. They're 11 games under 500. You know, it hasn't helped. And yet last year, that good bunch of professional guys in the locker room, hey, what great chemistry the Mets had. Because they were successful. So does character breed success, or is it the other way around? Well, that's it for me. We'll leave Joe Beningo and Erica to answer that question. We'll catch you again Saturday morning at 6 and Giants Jet football on Saturday night.
Wake up with Imus in the morning from 5:30 to 10 a.m. and drive home with Mike and the Mad Dog from 1 to 6:30 in the afternoon. Here on The Fan, Sports Radio 66, WLA.
My body and my baby and I have the right to do what I want. Don't miss it.
New Strong Medicine, part of Lifetime Sunday. Three powerful original dramas. One place to be. Strong Medicine at 8, 7 Central Sunday, only on Lifetime.
For homemade pastas and sauces, fresh fish, steaks and chops, Cafe Clemenza in Hoffman Estates is a place for some of the best Italian food in Chicago. Live entertainment is featured Friday and Saturdays. For reservations or to book a private party, call 847-358-3391. Cafe Clemenza, where the Italians dine.
WSCR Chicago,
Infinity Broadcasting Station.
This is Gold, Chicago's Sports Radio 670.
Est-il relié à un gang criminel? Il répond non. Il vend sa production à un intermédiaire.
Moi, je donne ça à lui, puis ça finit là, puis je vois plus personne, puis je suppose que ça s'en va, tu sais.
Season 2 for the Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium is expected to go very smoothly.
Things are more finished, they're more complete. All of our people and all the Hamilton County people are more familiar with the facility.
Jack Brennan with the Bengals, who adds the team and coaches are ready for their preseason game for the 2001 season.
Dick LeBeau mentioned that the other day, of course, being the first chance to appear before the home fans. It's kind of a little bit late.
Pump prices shot up 40 cents a gallon yesterday alone in Bloomington. Prices in Peoria were up about 16 cents. Analysts had expected speculation from the recent Citgo refinery fire in Romeoville would lead to higher prices. But AAA Chicago Motor Club spokesman Charles Allen says there are other factors.
There is some other speculation in the market besides recovering from Citgo's refinery fire. OPEC.
But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality.
Your gateway to Northern Michigan online is the Cool 750 website, KOOL750.com.
Or South Harrison Road. Guard, I'm Christopher Calandro, Newstalk 750 WSB.
I'm WSB meteorologist Kirk Knowles with Atlanta's most accurate and dependable forecast. An isolated afternoon or evening thundershower, not out of the question, Friday through Sunday. Fair and warmer overnight, lows 66 to 70. Smog alert, code orange for Friday, a 9 on the mouse meter. Partly sunny, hazy and humid, 87 to 91. Partly cloudy and muggy Saturday, highs near 90. Sunday, partly sunny, high around 88, low around 69. From Atlanta's official weather station with Atlanta's most accurate and dependable forecast, I'm WSB meteorologist Kirk Mellish.
Live Doppler 750 radar checks clear. Temperature on Peachtree Street, 77 degrees. I'm Mark Aloine, News Talk 750 WSB. Depend on it.
News Talk 750 WSB now presents Reports. A replay of today's Neil Bortz show heard 8:30 till 1, only on News Talk 750 WSB. Now, here's Neil.
My name's Royal Marshall.
And I'm Belinda Skelton.
And Mighty Whitey's on vacation.
And while he's away, we're having a good time.
We're having a great time.
We've been talking today about sex changes and whether or not teachers should return to the same district or the same school after they've had a sex change.
Because we have a school in Chicago, the Wilmot School principal has undergone over the summer gender reassignment or transition, and now, you know, was Principal Donald Reed, and is coming back this year as Deanna Reed.
And I guess I want to rise to a point of information, because Juan is calling back. He's wondering why I hung up on him.